Improved awareness leads to better care. Improving awareness among health and social care professionals is a key priority for PSPA. We understand the difference improved awareness and understanding of the conditions can have on the care people receive. Former district nurse and continuing healthcare professional Vicky Rees shares why she is keen to support PSPA's awareness goals after experiencing challenges herself when a mum was diagnosed with PSP. My mum was diagnosed with PSP in 2017 at the age of 74 after multiple years of appointments, tests and investigations. Despite being a district nurse for more than 20 years and also working in continuing healthcare, I'd never heard of the condition before. Neither had my dad, a GP of over 40 years. In fact, we were probably guilty of initially brushing her symptoms off as age-related forgetfulness and doddery, or related to other health conditions, such as her arthritis. When we started to look for more answers to mum's changed behaviours and cognitive impairment, the GP was investigating each symptom separately one by one. And of course, being in the dark about conditions like PSP, we also didn't know how all the symptoms mum was experiencing could all be linked and add up to one thing. When we did get referred to a neurologist after mum developed a tremor in her arm, they were very helpful. Initially, they suspected Parkinson's, although they admitted the symptoms weren't what you would typically expect to see. As mum's symptoms progressed, the falls began. She had episodes of being unable to speak and her mobility declined. Investigations also highlighted changes in her eyes. It was this change which initiated an MRI scan, which showed mid-brain shrinkage and led to her PSP diagnosis. Since mum had been seen regularly as a Parkinson's patient, we felt we were well geared up to deal with most of her symptoms, so in that sense the diagnosis didn't change much. But the PSP diagnosis brought a short life expectancy, and it was that element which was difficult to deal with. Dad was mum's main carer, mostly supported on a day-to-day basis by my sister who lived nearby. We are a supportive family, and although I lived away, I was around regularly, as was my brother. Initially, Dad was coping okay, but mum's challenging behaviour and mood swings began to take their toll. Eventually, we did persuade Dad to get private carers in to help twice a week to give him some support and respite. I think the main challenge we faced, though, was firefighting the symptoms as and when they appeared. Due to a lack of knowledge and understanding of PSP, the local community team weren't really geared up to look ahead and prepare us. It was a case of doing the best we could as things became an issue and we started struggling. But it shouldn't need to get to that stage. I found PSPA towards the end of mum's illness. I wish I'd found them sooner. I learned about their study days for health and social care professionals via their Facebook page and signed up to attend. Although I attended with my professional hat on, I couldn't help relating the information and stories back to mum. The study day was so useful in terms of bringing me up to speed on PSP, symptom progression and management, that I watched back recordings of previous days, keen to learn more. In hindsight, the lack of knowledge we had as a family and in some pockets of the community team had really hindered us. It's quite easy to see how improved awareness among health and social care professionals can in turn improve the support and experiences people living with the conditions have. After mum died in 2021, I was keen to put my experience and new learning to good use. I really want to help PSPA raise awareness of PSP and CBD in the medical community, and as part of that, have joined their Health and Social Care Professionals Working Group. The group enables us all to share experiences and best practice and also help PSPA review and develop information to help other professionals support people living with PSP and CBD better. Recently, I've had a look over the information sheet the charity provides on continuing healthcare. I aim to support PSPA's policy and influencing work with my knowledge of continuing healthcare processes and procedures, in the hope of making improvements to the care and funding people can receive. I hope through my input, I can help more professionals to at least have heard of PSP and CBD and keep it there as a pocket of information they can consider when they're supporting patients who are yet to be diagnosed. Just knowing PSP or CBD could be a possible diagnosis could make no end of difference.